A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 20th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the country's labor laws.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The workers' rights are clearly and adequately protected in the Constitution, also covered by human rights. But unfortunately, you know, when it comes to contractual law, sometimes what the contract says is what an employer also implements. And I believe really, you know, the court has been pragmatic in looking at the fact that the degree of freedom of association that an employee enjoys as an individual must be the same one afforded a company. This is the worst judgment ever that we have ever had in this country. Morally and ethically, it is very, very wrong. Whether the judge has interpreted the law correctly as it ought to be. But we need to look at the repercussions and after effects of that judgment. But the judgment lay.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the country's labor laws.
The Supreme Court on Friday ruled that companies can terminate workers' contracts anytime without offering them packages by giving them 3 months' notice only.
The Employers' Confederation of Zimbabwe, MCOS, and the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, CZI, have welcomed the Supreme Court ruling. But labor organizations, led, of course, by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, are up in arms. And they are saying this interpretation of the Constitution will actually lead to workers being retrenched. And of course, the government is agreeing with them, with Labor Minister Prisca Mufumira, saying that the government sadly has noted that employers are already moving ahead to try and, of course, retrench some workers. This has caused a lot of tension between the workers, of course, and the employers, Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
I think, Gibbs, we have, of course, our first guest. That is Mr. George Nkiwane, ZCTU president. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening. Mr. Nkiwane? We seem to be having a bad connection there. But kune awo vachangoti bata nhasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nezvedanho rakatorwa nedare repamusoro-soro reSupreme Court rekuti iro vashandirwi vanokwanisa kugumura vashandi basa mushure menge vavapa mwedzi mitatu yekuvazivisa kuti vakuda kuzovagumura basa uye vashandi vanenge vagumurwa basa vanoenda vasina mari yemudya ndigere izvi zviri kushorwa zvikuru nemasangano akaita seZCTU achiti mitemo inodzikirira vashandi uye hurumende inenge iri kuwirirana nezvotaurwa neZCTU nekuti gurukota rinoona nezvevashandi amai Priska Mpfumira vanoti vachagara pasi voona kuti pogadziriswa sei dambudziko irori asi vashandirwi vanoti aiwa havaone chakaipa nekuti naivowo vashandirwi vane kodzero dzavo sezvinongoitwawo nemushandi kuti anokwanisa kuti mukati memwedzi mitatu ndakusiya basa naivowo vanoti vanoda kumuudzawo kuti mukati memwedzi mitatu anokwanisa kunge achinzi asiyiwo basa Gibbs.
I think our second guest is there. We tried to talk to Mr. George Kiwane and we had a problem in terms of our connection there. Let's try to reach Mr. John Fukari, who is the MCOS president. Mr. Mfukari, are you there?
I'm there and I'm not the MCOS president. I am the MCOS executive director.
Well, thank you very much.
If you want them...
Yeah. It was my mistake.
President, I've got him right beside me.
That's right. It was my mistake. Thank you for that correction. Yes.
So we wanted to give you more executive powers.
Yes.
No. As I keep saying, I'm only the worker around the employers' confederation.
So
the owners, yes. The real employers, are the president and his executive committee.
Thank you very much and welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. And good thank evening.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Mfukari, there's this ruling from the Supreme Court concerning retrenchments. How are you receiving it as employers?
We are receiving it with relief because we always say what's good for the girl is also good to be good for the gender. Workers can give 3 months notice and they don't have to give any reason, and we think it should really apply both ways as it states in the Labor Act.
And according to a Labor expert, Mr. Mfukari, that I was talking to, he says, you know, this kind of ruling does not apply to workers that are dismissed when it comes to misconduct, and those workers that are being retrenched, and also workers that are on contract. So he says it's very cumbersome to actually say it's a blanket kind of ruling. What could be your reaction to that?
I wouldn't agree with that. Because we are not talking about workers who have been dismissed or who have been retrenched. We are talking about workers who are being terminated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much and stay on the line. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mfukari. And kune avo vachangotibata nhasi tiroda kuti titarise nezvemutongo wakapiwa nedare Supreme Court wekuti vashandirwi vanokwanisa kumisa vashandi basa kana kuvagumura mushure menge vapa mwedzi mitatu yekuvazivisa kuti ndo zvavauda kuita uye vashandi ava vanenge vadzingwa basa vachinzi vanogona kubva vasina mari yemudya ndigere. Of course, we are talking about the country's labor laws. There was a landmark Supreme Court ruling, of course, that says employers can actually retrench workers if they give them 3 months' notice, and the workers can be retrenched without any retrenchment package. This has, of course, been received by the employers very well, but labor organizations are up in arms. Gibbs.
I think Mr. Kiwane is now on the line, the ZCTU president. Mr. Kiwane, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Kiwane, are you there? I think we've got a problem with that line. So let's get back to Mr. Mfukari. So, Mr. Mfukari, we are receiving reports that some employers are already retrenching workers in large numbers. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I would like to correct you on the terminology. It's very important. These workers are not being retrenched. They are not being dismissed. They are simply being terminated. All right? And the distinction is they haven't done anything wrong, but the employer simply has no further use for them.
But is it true? Is it true that you have actually started sending these workers home?
I hear. I am not in Harare at the moment, but I have heard that there are a number of workers who claim to have been terminated on 3 months' notice since the Friday judgment.
Thank you so much. Let's try to bring in Mr. Nkiwane, the ZCTU president. Mr. Nkiwane? Mr. Nkiwane, can you hear me?
I think there's a confusion resting. Nguyenya and Nkiwane is not online. Nguyenya here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Mr. Nguyenya, of course, wanted to bring you later on, but it's not a problem. But do you agree, Mr. Nguyenya, with what Mr. Mufukari is saying about this labor law?
Well, I mean, if John is commenting on the legalistic side, on the legal side, but I am much more on the free market side, that in a free market economy that Zimbabwe subscribes to, I think employers must have an opportunity to exchange labor freely. And labor must have an opportunity to engage or disengage in an organization. I think really, like I said earlier on, it's within the reach of the Constitution. I don't think that we should be bound by socialist statutes that make it impossible for labor to be exchanged. I think that would be a very negative situation for our investment trajectory.
Ye baba uzakona kunapo ke ngwenya si uzwe ngawo ukuthi kambe ungathini ngakona kokwenzakaleyo Supreme Court kona ngale kodwa asikuthi ukuthi umthetho lo wawuvela khona yini baba ngwenya kodwa ungasetshenziswa
hayi umthetho we contract uvela khona ukuthi ungazisayini contract uyahambelana ukuthi wena usayinini kodwa wawukhona ukuthi uhulumende wayele mithetho ngokuthi kube nzima ukuthi nxa umuntu angaze aqhatshwe akhitshwe emsebenzini loba ikhampani iqhula kwakule mithetho yethu iza kube nzima ukuthi ngithinye izimali ekwenza ukuthi umuntu oyisisebenzi asuke abe ngumthwalo omkhulu umkhampani kodwa okwakhathesi sokutshintshe kuguqwe ukuthi nxa uvele ikhampani isithi kayisakwanisi ukuthi ibelekho iqhatshwe umuntu bangamkhipha nje ngoba i-contract yakhe yaziphelile kuya into asinethi into entsha kodwa sokungaxhekuleyo sokulekushana ukuthi
siyabo kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho ngwenye ungakatshana so yisaying you know companies that were struggling to survive you know it was difficult for them to retrench workers so now it could be easy for them to do that
to dzoka kwamuri vamufukari tichitarisawo nyaya yekuti vashandi vanogona kubva vasina mari yemudyikandigere hapasiripo here panogona kukonzera mutauro ipapa
panogona kukonzera mutauro chaizvo asi ngatitariseisa kuti mudyandigere wanga uchiwanikwa kana kambani ichikwanisa kubhadhara kana kuchiyana kwakuita mushandi wemushandirwi kwakuitika nokuti mushandirwi haasakwanisi kubhadhara mudyandigere uya then saakungoita kwete dismissal kwete retrenchment asi termination apa mushandirwi anenge achiti vedeezi ndizandiomera handichazikwanisi saka ndopa tiri kutarisira ipapapa
saka ya mati pane mutsauko unova anofanira kuzikana nevanhu pakati peretrenchment netermination apa zvinhu zvinenge zvaoma aterminate kwabasa rava kunzi rapera regai tiunze I think we now have Mr. George Nkiwane, ZCTU president. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thanks for joining us. Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Nkiwane sizwile lapha ukukhuluma lo blessing earlier on. Uchinga sibili ukuthi akuhambi kahle lapha nxa sikhangele ukuthi abaqaji siyapha ngokuxotsha nje izisebenzi mahlayana nje. Akusitshela ukuthi kuzweni namhlanje sizokuthiwa ke sebexotsha sibili kuzwani.
Yathi njengabantu abahlanyayo. Tathethi bonapha ndingingaze ngithi nezeleyo. Evela kwenye union yethu isitele ukuthi sebeqedele isebenza sika 218. Then kuma-banks sebethole izincwadi ezabantu abafika 74. So uyabona ukuthi kuhle kwavula nje amagede ukuthi laba abantu laba esibasebenzelayo bahle basicothe nje kukhanya ngani vele bevele bemake khonoko ukuthi kungavela kubenje.
tesimapota kungenalutho umuntu kapiwa kube kuhamba nje kuphela kweni inhlanganiso batshele ukuthi hambani namhlanje imali yeni e 3 months labeliyiphiwa inkhaya.
So kuzima ngicela ukufake ngesikhiwa khonapho ke babankiwane.
Thank you so much. We have received reports that several organizations have already started dismissing employees. There is this misconception where people are playing with words, and I don't even understand why they would do that as if we have not gone to school and we did not go to school. They say terminating is not dismissal. I don't see any difference. It's the same thing. If your contract is terminated, you are dismissed from employment. And I wonder how then they try to fool us and say, no, we are maybe terminating your contract. If you terminate my contract, you have dismissed me from employment. And you can't just dismiss an employee who has several obligations which he or she committed to, basing on the fact that he or she is employed by an organization, and that organization will continue to employ that person. And suddenly you are told that your contract is terminated, you are dismissed from employment. It's so sad, honestly, and it's very inhuman.
Mr. Mfukari, your response.
Yes, I entirely agree with Mr. Nkiwane that employees have obligations and all these other things. But let us look at the hard reality of it. The employee has got an obligation. The employer has also got an obligation. The employer is not going to go into liquidation just because the employee has an obligation. We must ultimately look at the survivor of each of the two parties here. The employer has to terminate this employment for very good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even mind disclosing what the reason is, but no sensible employer will ever just wake up one day and say, I suddenly don't want any of my workers, I am dismissing them all. When an employer resorts to terminating an employment contract, it is because of compelling financial reasons. So if the employer himself is compelling financial reasons, how then can he be expected to take on the additional financial responsibilities of the worker?
Mr. Nkiwane.
I'm surprised because Mr. Mfukari is my brother, and we always extend our views and we do understand each other very, very well. But honestly, I am surprised by his position now. When you employ an employee, that's an obligation that you have committed yourself as an employer. And it depends on the contract that you entered into with your employee. And if you have said you employ me permanently, for me, I will be looking at the retirement age. Hence, then I will enter into other obligations where I will commit myself based on the contract of employment that I've entered into with my employer. And suddenly, I told that, because there's this judgment, now I'm terminating or I'm dismissing you from employment. Honestly, ethically, it's unacceptable. Why didn't we sit down and look at the position of the enterprise so that together we can chart the way forward? You know, if I'm working for you. We are now partners in production. The owners is on us now to sit down and say, here we are, and this is where we want to go. How then can we go there where we want to go? Not just one part saying, I'm dismissing you from employment. Never mind all the obligations that you committed yourself to because I employed you. Now the court judgment is to go.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kiwane. So let's get back to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, we know that there's no brotherly love between an employer and an employee. In fact, the relationship is like that of a donkey and a rider. In this case, we know the rider, right? Mr. Ngwenya?
I don't think it could be that. I mean, we know that over a time, there's a very
personal relationship that is built between an employer and an employee. But what John is trying to explain is that there is no rational employer in the face of a high demand of his goods and services who could be able to retrench or dismiss or whatever John is saying and jeopardize their chances of competing in the market. So you only get those companies that feel the human capital is now excess and there is a need to shed off human capital. I think I know that my brother Joanne is signing a very high moral obligation. But unfortunately, when it comes to business, I think you need to look at the bottom line. And the bottom line is that if there is excess human capital, it is only a fair and reasonable basis to retrench and you rebalance your process of production.
Thank you.
Tinenge tine muteereri wedu kutanga mukoma Elias makadi. Makadi.
Ndipo makadi wangu.
Aiwa tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Right. Pfungwa dzangu ndezvekuti hapana zvekutoma kuti kana mushandi kana alinga avabuda basa aona dzimwe mari dzanokwanisa kuti awane nekuti munhu anenge asevenza vafungu kwenguva yakareba saka afanira kuve mabhenefits anowana kana munhu achikaisiya basa.
Regai tiende kuna vamufukari.
Handiriyo.
Vamufukari. Vamufukari. Mukoma Elias vari kuti ko ndinenge ndashandawo ndogozonzi ndobva ndisina mari yemudya ndigere zvadiko.
Right. Blessing, let me go back to what you said at the beginning. When you describe the employment relationship as a donkey and a rider, I think you are making it emotional and emotive. Handitika. Nokuti wakuto imply kuti there is an element of one side taking advantage of the other. Whereas the way I would like to look at it, there could be a partnership. An employment contract is a partnership. A partnership in production. I am quoting Mr. Ntwani here, who, as he said very well, is my brother. Now, I am looking at a situation, and this is where we part ways. I am looking at a situation where our relationship has become untenable. My brother says the employer should keep meeting the responsibilities of the worker, even though the employer now no longer has the capacity to continue meeting those responsibilities. This is where we are, and this is where we should really be starting the engagement and the conversation. When we get to the point where the economy is now so bad, the employer can no longer meet his obligations as an employer. Whose fault is that?
Mukoma Elias.
This is why...
Vamufukari.
Yes.
Ndachida kuti musati mapindura kuti vankiwane pana mukoma Elias vanga vabvunza mubvunzo vachiti ko ndinozoda sei kuti ndinzi enda pamudya ndigere ndisingapiwo mari ndamboshandira kambani ndoda kuti mungoti muchidimbu muchivapindura neshona.
Right. VaElias chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti kuzonzi munzi chindi aikumba vaElias. It's because employer haachakwanisi kuti arambe achibhadhara. Saka mudya ndigere unowanikwa kupiko naye vaElias. Iye haachakwanisi kana kuti arambe achikuwanirai mari yekuti mupihwe as your wages. Saka mudya ndigere uyu unobva kupi?
Vatika ndo vatinge takataurana tichipinda basa kuti kana achinge ndazosiyiwo basa nemakore angu anenge ndakwanisa nechizovanowo so much but kana maze nekuva kukaita zvinhu katongoti izvo zvinongodaro hazvo but asi mapindirwo ebasa manjika munhu anenge achifanira kuwanawo something.
Tinotenda mukoma Elias. tinotenda hedu isai yunhare pasi asi vamufukari vachaendera mberi vachikupindurai nevamwe vatiinavo tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda taurai ndiani anga vachitaura ndevamufukari
ndevamufukari vanga vachitaura
pedzisaini
kana tichiri kushandirana zvinhu zvakanaka tinenge tiine mapenjeni mapenjeni ayaya ingave nasa ingave extension scheme yedu tega asi tinenge tichiti pamwedzi pamwe napamwe iwe mushandi uri kuisa kamari ini mushandi urwu ndiri kuisawo kamari kepenjeni apapa ngatibvumiranei kuti tasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo mai vatsva kumusana mwana atsva kudumbu hongu tinoziva kuti pane nhamo yekuti mwana anoti saka ndoonorarama nei asiwo hapasisina amai vatsva kumusana kana chekubata chaicho chaicho havasina pandinozoonzwa ndichishungurudzika napo ndepekuti mwana anongoti inini ndipei chete asi sokubvunza kwanga ndichita vaelias ndinokupa kubva kupiko mwanangu ndinokupa ndichinonga pai
uyazora napa pavangwenya uzvine vapa akungene kunapo sizvatini
ndiomusokuti kodha ngati ngenikorese uva kumfukari ma esebenza uyaripaselwa imali eyipenjeni ipenshoni yakhona iyabithatha ukuthi njengenoda ozimbe i-insurance iyabithatha eseleni kodwa inkinga yokuthi nxa izinto zizima abaxhasi bandise ukuthi uthupha imali leyana efakwe esiphaleni sepenshini beyisebenzisa ku-production bebhalabhala eziyizikhala kuyabe kuyiphutha kodwa iqiniso phela kuyabe sokuyikuthi konoku ukuthi vele nxa omuntu sisithi sengifunisa umsebenzi esengasanikwa ipension asi ukuthi kuyinto enhle hathi kuyiphutha kodwa kuyabe sokutshengisela ukuthi ikampani yakhona vele iyaqhula yayisathi wanti khona ukuthi ikhiphe inikeze umuntu ipension ngoba yasebenzisa imali leyana ku-production lezibalabhaliswele
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke ngwenyu bave khonapho what he's saying is you know he was telling Mr. Mfukari that if an employee is at work, he is entitled to a pension. Whether you dismiss him, whatever, he has to get it.
Thank you, Anne Pindaitins.
Pakato, I know the pakato. Kana kampani isiri kufamba zvakanaka seiko tichitadza kugara pasi totaurirana toonesana apa tiringo handizi kuti kunando zvangu amune muzimbabwe vanongofunga kuti zvinozotaita kutongodai tinogara pasi tokurukura toonesana zvinhu zvinotorongwa nenzira kwayo vanhu votaurirana vogutsikana ndozvasvika pakampani voedza mazana vakabati tose pamwe chete kwete zvekumirira judgment kwakutopembera nokufara chinongonditakidza ndechekuti mamanajeri mazhinji taichema tose tichiti kumakambanizi sei muchiri zvishendivashandi vepasi ende chikonzero changa tiri kuti inini kana mutipa mapackages mari yenyu ishoma regai muone zviri kuti mamanajeri aya vasingaoni makambani zava marepresentatives avo iye zvino ndovatatanga kudzingwa nezvono vachizhamba
Mr. Mfukari.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you heard what your brother is saying there, that it appears you had already prepared for this, essentially saying if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats.
aiwa munin'ina wangu tikana anga agara achichigona allright regai ndipindire ndichiti kutauriranauku ndokwatatichiita kubva makore nemakore atati chinguva tose nemunin'ina wangu
Mr. Mfukari, please do stay on the line. I know we were supposed to talk for only 10 minutes. We'll bring you for the second part just briefly. For our radio listeners, I'm sorry it ends here, but go to www.voizimbabwe.com We are streaming live. Mr. Ngwenya, Mr. Nkiwane, and Mr. Mfukari, please do stay on the line. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kibs Dube. I think you've got a caller there. Dube.
Dube. But Dube, I'm Mwuriparunani.